Murderers and Other Friends, Another Part of Life, by John Mortimer, read by Bill Wallace. As a general rule, people, even the wicked, are much more naive and simple-hearted than we suppose. And we ourselves are, too. Dostoevsky, The Brothers Karamazov. Chapter 1. I am running down the cold marble corridors of the law courts to do some case I haven't prepared. In fact, I know nothing whatever about it. Not only have I no idea what to say, I am inappropriately dressed. I am wearing a bright blue shirt bought some years before for a summer holiday, and shorts, or I am in pyjamas. I turn up the collar of the shirt so that it may look as though it were of the stiff and stand-up variety. Someone I pass gives me a pair of crumpled white bands, which I try to tie round my neck, but I can't undo or do up the knot. I borrow a wig, which I perch on my head. I haven't shaved for several days. When I get to the glass-panelled door of the courtroom, it's locked, and I rattle it uselessly. Inside, I can see nothing but darkness. In the years since I stopped being a barrister, I've had this dream less often, but it still returns 2 or 3 times a year. One day, the glass door will be unlocked, and I will walk into the dark courtroom to be called on to argue from a brief I haven't read, on instructions I have never clearly understood. I don't know how many lives you get. Not counting.